Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only. And welcome, everyone. You know, if you happen to hear anything in the background, we're in the middle
Hopefully
of the club right now.
Hopefully you don't hear anything in the background, because she is what? A producer.
That's right.
And she's an audio mixer, and she's going to do her best.
Exactly. In these trying times, you know, it's straight pride this weekend, St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. And to counteract that, apparently, a group of LGBTs is directly across the street.
Literally right outside my window.
Protesting in the form of Cher remixes.
Is that what it was?
It's Cher. I hear Believe.
My God, should we go invite them over, ask them if they're friends of the pod?
Yeah. Like, shut the fuck up! We can't record, you assholes.
Literally, 10 minutes before pressing play, it was like,
I mean, they might drop your single. Then what?
Oh my! Should I just open my window and scream? Stream Tracer of you! And just keep screaming out the window.
They might do it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You know, we make it work.
We make do.
Yep.
Yeah, we certainly do.
My audio skills are really coming in handy, I gotta
say. Yeah, you've chopped worse. You've had crickets in Connecticut.
That is true.
That's a Lana title.
Crickets in Connecticut.
Editing out crickets in Connecticut.
I was really proud when I did that.
Yeah.
That was like scientific.
It was,
I had to find the frequency of the cricket and pinpoint the frequency and erase her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
God.
Well, maybe one day I would win one of these awards that we're going to talk about.
Sure. I was going to say.
You're like.
I guess she wants to be in the movies
you're
now,
a dreamer.
Too.
You dream a lot in your sleep.
I love your fantasy.
You do.
Well, yes, you know, these aren't the Grammys, but they are the Oscars, you know.
There's an Oscar for audio, right?
Yes, yeah. Audio editing. If you're not too busy being an EDM producer, you might want to just slip into, I don't know, the Best Original Song category.
Oh, watch out.
Watch
Gaga.
Out Gaga. Watch out Rihanna.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, both knocked out.
Yeah. They were.
They were. Yes. We, as you know, we are a late breaking news podcast, always on top of the news as it drops. So
it's so disrespectful for these award shows to happen
yeah
when
as we
record.
Drop
yeah mm-hmm.
Yes, but we do, of course, have our Discord where we have the live chats as these events are happening, if you'd like to join. And yeah, we had the Oscars. We had best original song performances from Stephanie, a late-breaking performance. You know, we haven't been able to talk about any of this yet. Did you watch?
I watched the clips.
Okay.
I didn't watch the show live.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I did. And that...
She sang.
She...
Hands were held.
Did a reverse Warholian expedition from glam to local.
Joe Calderon.
Joe Calderon. The Twitter account got active again as well.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
She's I actually thought this was interesting.
The concept of deglamming or the overall performance or...
Yeah. And yeah. going and just being like raw in 4K like that.
Yeah.
That takes
You could
bravery.
See the cheeks were scrubbed. Like yeah. she was red
cheek
and raw.
To cheek.
Cheek to
in
8K. Rosy cheek.
I gotta give her credit for that.
I'm gonna give her Vaseline.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be a little bit on the lips.
I can't say shit. We're not a video podcast for a reason.
No, we aren't. No, no. It's just, no, literally, the fact that she had to scrub her face, because you can't just go from glam to nothing easily, especially the kind for red carpet, because she looked fantastic on the red carpet. I will say, high fashion editorial, that was giving Born This Way 2023. Mm-hmm. It was impeccable as she's like picking up the photographers falling at her feet, hold my hand promo. Live, but then to scrub that off is not exactly an easy task. You have to do at least 2 rounds of like cleanser.
Oh. All that Tati watching.
All that Tati watching. Yes. You have to do like the oil.
I did see someone talking about the red lip. They were like, how did she get that red lip off that
yes.
fast?
It's just, I guess I felt bad for the makeup artist too, to immediately run back and be like, get it off.
What is she doing? Stephanie, no. The new Jaclyn palette.
But yeah, she held our hands with a Joanne-esque version of the song, a little monologue at the beginning.
It's fine. I'm just glad the era's over, you know?
Yeah. Is it? I don't know.
I hope.
So there was something in her eyes, both on the red carpet and that performance, that told me she's deep in method acting for Joker right now. There's something very dark going on inside that mind. I'm scared. I know there'll be... We're going to get a story about her decision to do this in like a year. When she does these press junkets for Joker, she's going to be like, I got backstage and something came over me and I knew I had to just take it all off, just strip myself.
Yeah.
We're going to get a very dramatic retelling of this night for sure in a year.
I'm ready for it.
I'm same. Or, you know, she's going to feel that a ghost told her to do it. It's going to be something. In any case, we also had Super Bowl performer Rihanna dripping in
Mother.
Diamonds. Mother.
She slayed.
She did. She absolutely did. When you got a Bobby knocking up against your diaphragm too, like that can't be easy to get those notes out. I mean, the baby was singing as well, probably carrying background vocals.
I liked seeing this because it made me think that she still wants to do it.
Yeah.
Like the Super Bowl, I was like, oh,
contractual
maybe it was, yeah.
or something.
But now I'm like, oh, she didn't have to do this.
No.
I'm glad so that's cool.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a beautiful performance. It's exactly what I thought it would be, which is like orchestral. Focus on her.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't expect the baby, but you never know. But of course, they both lost.
Oh, well.
To RRR, which the tweet that said Australian women singing the chorus of Beyonce's Single Ladies. Because they both went RRR, RRR.
Well.
Well. But yeah. That performance was fun as well. Of course, we had the Oscars. We also had the Oscars red carpet, the after parties, the watch parties.
There was so much.
There was too much. There was the Vanity Fair after party. We had somebody on the red carpet.
This is the highlight of the Oscars.
This is the highlight. And the intentional light.
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. Half half smart, half dumb talks.
Yes. Legend Tina herself was at the Vanity Fair party.
There to claim the Legacy Award for Burlesque soundtrack, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. One day we'll get that. Now that it's storming the streaming charts on Netflix.
Didn't it go in top 10
or something?
It's
top 10.
Yeah, it's like on the main homepage. finally,
some would say ahead of its time. Yeah.
If everyone would look back at everything we've been saying and praying and preaching and praying and saying.
Well, she is there. And let me tell you something about Legendina Godulera. You give her a check to promote a product, she is going to do it. How many times has she talked about Nintendo? Like,
yeah.
Unintentionally. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody asked.
She's, I love my Switch playing Mario Party.
You know, I'm kind of like, I'm a glam girl, but I do love being at home with my kids playing Nintendo. Like, just nobody asked.
I believe it, though.
Oh, for sure.
I want to see Christina Aguilera play Fortnite. You know she's competitive.
Oh, yeah. She's probably chewed you out.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know it.
Ate her up.
Yeah.
She kills my character, which my name is Queen of Pop.
Right.
She's like,
exactly.
Not anymore.
Left no crumbs. Left no Oreo crumbs on the table. I mean, how often did she talk about Oreos? You dip the cookie in the milk and it's just so good.
And she got dragged for the Oreo promo, too.
Yes.
And she was ahead of her time.
And then some other Italian woman dunked hers in radioactive green and pink. All of a sudden, now we want to collect them.
Well,
it's hard being a pioneer. But she was on the red carpet giving an interviewer quite a scare, I would say.
And before I go to any special big event, we wanted to make sure we did a proper beauty regimen.
Okay.
And that includes Zeman, a little bit of Smartox, for to treat frown lines when you're feeling tired. We want the expression, but we don't want to give, you know, too much away.
I need to see the full wide shot of this.
Yeah.
Because I'm convinced that the reporter thought she said semen.
Absolutely. There's no way she did it.
Which we joked about last week. We were like, it sounds like it.
Yes.
Someone's going to think it. And the second she says it, it's going to sound like it.
Yes.
And it did.
It sure did.
And she was rattled. Like, Christina looked thrown off.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, like, you can't really say, oh, no, I didn't say that. I meant, like, it's with an X.
Yeah.
Because it makes it worse.
It's the Zeeman. It's the quick little Zia.
Well, if everyone would stop pronouncing X's that way, then we wouldn't have this problem.
It's so true.
Exeomen is what it should be.
Like Xavier's, Xena's,
Dux Moy, Xylophone sounds like.
Yeah, they're all culprits.
Yeah.
They're the problem.
What else starts with X? Xanax. Oh, yeah. I guess it's all a
Lindsay.
Z sound.
Yeah.
Why not just put a Z? I don't get it. Just call it Xeomin with a Z.
You know, there's a, I'm guessing there's a reason that I haven't researched into Xeomin. But yeah, this interviewer was like, oh, how do you get ready for the night?
Okay. And that includes Zeeman.
A little bit of Smartox. I love her. I don't care. This
a little
is like
Zeeman all over your body.
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't? Oh, God, I love her.
Keeps you young.
Zeeman Tina has been slaying it already this era.
Zeeman Tina.
So watch out for more red carpet appearances to come, because I think she's got to promote it on every red carpet.
Or she is,
anyway. Just taken upon herself.
She looks great.
She does. Call it, maybe she's born with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's semen.
Say.
Well, there was also the Gaio Siri Oscars viewing party and or the Madonna party. She did some fierce, they always do like a fierce like photo setup. She had a good one where she was like arching back with like hands below her.
These were awesome.
They are so cool.
And you know, it's so cool how they do it in real time there.
Yes.
Like, they're kind of cutting up the photos and playing around. It's not like a photo booth where you just walk in and pose.
Oh, yeah. It's like a full photo shoot.
Yeah.
And you know, she didn't watch the Oscars. She just stood in that room and took poses until she got it right. There's no way.
Who is the photographer of these?
His name is, it's like JR. Because
I saw the behind the scenes videos of Madonna like on the
thrashing her hair back and forth. Yeah, his name is...
And the Billy one where they...
Yeah, JR.
Just sliced it down.
Yes, the Billy one was so cool. I love that there's like hands, there's clouds. Of course, some legends were there. Rita Ora was in attendance.
X-rated beat dancer.
X-rated beat dancer. I wonder if they played your song while they posed. You never know to get her in the mood.
Keep on serving. A lot of people were serving Cavant at the Oscars.
Can I also just say, I've had to explain that song to at least a coworker and a friend, a straight ally. Well, I don't know if you can call them an ally if they don't know what it means, but a lot of people are coming across your remix and the many layers of it are lost on them.
Got it.
So not only is that phrase lost on them, but also that it's Countess Luann, and why is Rita Ora dancing to it? It's
and like, why is it a beat?
Why is it a beat?
Yeah.
Like, really, if you go down that wormhole, it's like, I don't know where to
begin.
None
of it makes sense,
no,
which
no.
is why it's so great.
Yes. If you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's when you really take a step back, you're like, and you observe it as like a straight person, it must be just mind-boggling.
Straight colored glasses.
Yeah. Put on your St. Patrick's Day glasses.
Oh, no, please don't.
Oh,
my God. Tweet about St. Patrick's Day always resurfaces every year.
Oh, yes.
10 years ago, the date on that.
Oh.
2013, simpler times.
A hit tweet.
It still holds up, I gotta say.
Why don't you read it for the class? Or you have it by memorized by heart?
I honestly think I have it memorized, but I will just... St. Patrick's Day is a holiday where everyone who peaked in high school puts on their best North Face and just yells.
It's still
true. It really is true.
I will say, knock on carpet, that I haven't encountered as much aggro behavior this year.
Oh.
It's been a little quiet.
On my way home last night, it was just madness. I was like, I need to go.
Well, I was in last night, so then I guess I don't have any excuse. I don't know.
I saw bagpipers and Irish dancers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was at the dog museum.
Oh,
I forgot to tell you that. Yes. I went to the dog museum, which is surprisingly very close to my home. Didn't know it existed. It's like two floors of dog statues and photos. And on Friday evenings, you can bring your dog. I don't have one, but my friend does. So we went and there were all these little dogs in St. Patrick's Day outfits. Running around yelling, you know, barking at each other.
That's kind of cute.
It was very cute. We sat next to an overexcited pug who was just like it was a good time. They do a little scavenger hunt.
Wow.
Whole nine yards. Yeah, so check it out. Dog museum.
Museum of the dog. Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. We should be sponsored by Chewy.
Z-Men.
We are close to that sponsorship.
Oh my God, imagine that's like our first video podcast. It's like
Z-Men.
Sponsored by Z-Men, and I just, my face doesn't move the whole time.
Oh my God.
Anyway. Back to the Oscars.
Quick shout out to the actual Oscars. Shout out to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Winning everything.
Sweeping. I mean, such emotional speeches. I'm so proud of everyone involved. In that movie, it's also the only Oscars movie nominated that I watched, so I'm a little biased, but I fucking loved it. We love. Highly recommend it. One day you will get there.
I flopped on that one.
It's okay.
I told myself I was going to watch it before the Oscars, and then it was like, Oscars this week, and I was like, what?
Well, you can watch it soon. We'll add it to the list.
Yeah.
We also had red carpet interviews. Ashley Graham had...
This seemed like it was one of the more talked about moments. And I was like, why?
I agree that people were reaching.
Yeah, it was a little...
She was interviewing Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
And he was like a little British.
Yeah, and it was just whatever.
It was whatever.
Yeah, he was not like anything crazy happened.
No.
But I felt like my feed on Twitter and everything was all about this.
Yeah. I definitely think people were reaching for like some sort of drama or something. You're going to get your more awkward red carpet interviews. People aren't necessarily always, sometimes they fuck with you.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're going to give you nooch, you know, on purpose.
It also feels like this award show season is the first where the crowd is really back. Like it's packed and full and red carpets are back and there's no like
Zeman all over the carpet.
All over the carpet. And so I feel like people are really scavenging for these little snippets of, oh, she was shading her.
Right.
Oh my God, her eyes rolled back and it's like, no, she probably just sneezed. You
right.
know, like it's, we're really reaching.
Yeah.
And this was a weird reach.
It was.
Also, I love Ashley Graham. So I'm like,
I know. I remember that about you.
Yeah. Her post.
Graham stan.
I'm literally a Graham stan. Her post
Graham
that
crackers,
she did.
Rise up.
Oh my God, little Ashley Graham crackers. Yeah, I just really like her a lot and her body positivity messaging
mm-hmm.
and how she posts unretouched photos of herself.
Yeah.
I think it's very real.
Yeah.
And she's really hot.
She is really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we stan.
We do stan. They, yeah, people wanted the drama.
Yeah.
Well, you got it. You also got Jimmy Kimmel truly, and I guess this was probably the intention, just like burying the Will Smith slap jokes into the ground. Just like,
oh,
there were probably 6 or 7.
Really?
Total. Yeah.
Can you believe that was a year ago?
I can't.
What's going on?
Time.
Yeah.
Goes by so slowly for those who wait.
Not slow enough.
No, I guess not. Yeah. I know. Wasn't the only award show happening the past week. We also went up north. We're traveling up north. Bundle up, everyone.
Overseas places.
Overseas
like
places.
Canada.
Like Canada to the Juno Awards.
If you get it, you get it.
Yes. Shout out, first of all, friend of the pod and guest of the pod, Rev, won and performed.
Ooh.
And did like a fierce performance. I loved it. Control Alt Delete, bitch. Yeah. So
work.
Shout out to Rev. And, you know, the night almost went off without a hitch.
Tits out, okay? Tits out.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Avril got interrupted by a streaker with her tits out.
Tits out. Somebody tweeted, BB Rex has lost it.
That was the best tweet. It's literally this girl with her tits out, like, on the stage. It's
from far away, they're just like, BB Rex has lost it.
BB Rex has lost it.
Slay!
More on her in a moment. But
boobs out and everything. Boobs out and everything.
Honestly, I feel like she would do this.
It's very
and
much.
I would love it.
She's a culprit.
And grabs the mic from Avril.
She, yes.
This song is number one.
Start the rumor that was her.
It could be.
She would do it and we would support it.
She absolutely.
Didn't Avril like rip the girl's pasties off though?
I don't know if she ripped the pasties off.
It looked like she ripped her pasties off.
I did love this from Avril though.
Yeah. Like, I thought she was going to fight her.
It does remind you that she is a rock girl. She likes to rock out.
Yeah.
She said, nobody come out this time or the Canadian would come up out in me and I'll fuck a bitch up.
She would.
It was like a little reminder.
Because at that point, wouldn't you be able to say that it was like a security breach?
It was. Yeah. You never want somebody on stage that's really scary.
They took a really long time with that.
They did. That guy was walking up real slow.
Up those stairs.
I guess there's a part of, well, no, the security should know. But like there's a part of you when that thing happens where you're like, is this part of the show? And everyone kind of is like,
Right.
You do have Lil Mama, for instance.
Oh, my God. I was in the pit for that.
You were.
I bum rushed the stage
just
at
like
Lil
Mama
during Green Day's performance.
You were actually in that performance.
I was. I was one of the people that bum rushed onto the stage. And when I tell you that thing was rocking,
oh,
it was like swaying like this.
Oh no!
And I was like, oh,
are you on camera?
Probably. Yeah, I climbed right in the middle.
Oh my God!
The whole pit just like rushed up, and we were climbing on speakers, and so we're like, yeah. So I go up there and I'm just like, the guy's screaming. He's like literally pulling people off the stage. He's like, it's going to break. It's going to break.
God.
I'm so sorry to all those people because now I feel bad because like I work in production. But like, whatever. I was a little college kid. Leave
me alone. You were young and
I was
rebellious.
A little stan.
Exactly. A little Green Day stan.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we had, yeah, she said it at the very end. She's like, get the fuck off, bitch.
She spilled.
She spilled. Not during Avril's little speech, you won't.
No.
Mm-mm. Here's to never getting your tits out. Honestly, at first, I thought it was promo for your single. I was like, oh, there she goes.
Oh. No, that was left off the marketing plan this year. Not yet.
Not yet. Well, speaking of the most likely culprit for who that was, BB is here. The album announcement, which came a little prematurely.
Oh.
Because I think it was ATRL. I think that was the screenshot of the album title and cover leak.
Gotcha.
That was what she used for the TikTok.
Yeah.
Yes, she posted a TikTok saying, well, here it is, because somebody leaked it early. You know what? It's a slay, so she doesn't need to worry about anything. Coming out in April, the album is called BB.
I'm obsessed with this cover.
I'm obsessed with the cover. Somebody
it's
said
so good.
Somebody said In the Zone vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like In the Zone meets
And Tits Out All Night.
Barbarella.
Yes.
A little Sable wig, kind of like, ooh, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving glam.
It is.
I like
giving
that
glam.
She shortened the BB and it's like super cute in the yeah. corner. It's simple.
I love it. I'm obsessed with the fact that she had said that she was going back and forth between titles. And in the end, it's BB. I love it.
I think it's smart, too, especially for her third album mm-hmm. in the wake of I'm Good, which is still right. dominating the charts.
Right.
Let them know your name.
Right.
BB. About BB?
It implies it's her most personal work to date, you know?
Oh,
maybe.
BB Jean.
BB Jean.
BB Jean incoming. She also acknowledged someone tweeting about one of the songs.
Oh.
The song we hyped up last
yes.
week.
Yes, she did, because she did an interview.
And so someone tweeted her and was like, release Call On
Call
Me.
Call On Me.
And she was like, how did you find out about that song? I would just like to say it was not me.
No. Didn't she play it on a recording? Like, isn't it an interview?
I think so.
Yeah, she like does... They like played part of it.
Yeah. But she tweeted and was like, how did you find out about this?
It's like the interview you did. Yes. We don't want to overhype on this pod, but let's just say.
I was bopping to it.
We were bopping. Fans of Sacrifice will be very happy.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of BBs.
From BB to Baby.
To Bobby.
Bobby.
Lindsay.
That all rhymes.
I'm back.
She's back.
And pregnant.
She's not the only one who's back.
Mm-mm.
Little Bobby Lohan.
Bobby Lohan incoming.
Incoming.
Yes, Lindsay Lohan is pregnant. And our hopes for LL3 just diminished a little more.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. She's a mother.
R9.
This is a potential LL3. Mother. Yes.
We're never getting them.
Never getting any. The queens of pop are having babies. They're having makeup lines and babies. And that's that. Well, I'm very happy for her. She looks fabulous. She's glowing. She's a mother.
She really is glowing. Mother.
Very excited for her journey and her continued Lohanaissance. I'm assuming the acting continues.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if she wants to throw us a bone and give us a bop once every 5 years. I don't know.
She really missed out by not releasing Xanax. Because, no. I mean, we can get into it later.
We will, yes.
But, like, yeah.
Better Off Alone is really having a moment.
Yeah.
Again and again.
We'll discuss later on in new music. But
we will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from BBing to...
Back to Zeman.
Back to Zeman. we have a rare moment for a man on this pod.
We do.
An ally.
Well,
really, this is true allyship, in my opinion.
Yeah.
This is the standard that all straight men should have.
God.
Diplo went on a pod and talked, Emily Ratajkowski's podcast, mm-hmm. and talked about his sexual exploits and orientation and said, I'm not gay. And talked about how, you know, men, women maybe have orally pleasured.
It's giving share. The flavor.
Let's call it like it is. First of all, shout out to Diplo for at least being honest, because I feel like this is so common for rock stars, DJ superstars, whatever. They're having orgies, they're partying, they're doing whatever. I'm not surprised that things have fallen into mouths along the way. I'm very unsurprised by this. I feel like a lot of rock stars have crazy stories about exploits on the road. This doesn't shock me at all. And he's always been very much an ally in many ways and cool with the gays and not gay.
Yeah, your cover story that you did with him.
I did, yes. I did a cover story. He was half in drag for that. He's just always been super chill. I mean, he had Pablo Vitar. He collaborated with, like, I don't know. He's always really been down. So this does not surprise me. I know the girls were guessing on social media. Like, it could just be one person.
Hmm.
In my opinion, I feel like it's not just one person, first of all. I feel like he's just being vaguely like...
It happens.
I feel like he has orgies or whatever, sex parties, and things have happened. I feel like it's not like one person got a lucky shot. I don't know. You know? So, whatever. And half of your straight male faves probably have in the industry, too. They're just less forthcoming.
True. About it.
They're having Zeman parties, too.
Different kind of Zeman.
Different kind of Zeman.
Okay. And that includes Zeman.
Some smart talks.
Yeah. Also, people found some post that he did. I guess he was like on a private plane or whatever, and there was turbulence, and he thought he was going to go down. So he wrote a post, and in it, and was like, oh, and by the way, I might be gay.
Yeah, he's also said on the deleted pod, it. He said on the pod that he could see there's certain guys he could see having lifelong relationships with or something to that effect.
Wow.
I think he's vaguely on the sexual spectrum somewhere. And I really appreciate a quote unquote straight guy just being chill with that.
Secure, confident.
Secure, confident. Maybe I could be, maybe, you know.
It's like me when I went to that strip club.
Yeah.
Tits you know in what? My face.
Tits out.
Puss out. Throwing dollar bills, puss in my face.
It's like when Rihanna uploads photos from the Savage X Fenty fashion show and you go sliding down the Kinsey scale a bit where you're like, wait a minute, maybe I could. So, whatever. I applaud him.
We embrace it all.
We applaud. And I know plenty of men are happily in his DMs right now. Like, oh, I'll be the other.
Oh, yeah, because everyone was saying how he...
He said he, like, didn't
He didn't know
look.
Who it was.
Yeah, he didn't look.
He couldn't remember. And it's like, how embarrassing for you that you clearly weren't...
You're
call me, you won't forget.
Gawk game was unremarkable. And then, of course, he responded in a TikTok because...
Oh, that was fucking funny.
One of many memes was, like, Diplo when the twink looks at him in the eye. It's just his reaction looking at it. You know what? Relatable.
Yeah. I was a little turned on by this.
Well, I think it's really hot when any guy is comfortable in their sexuality to just say what they really get into and whatever.
Yeah.
So shout out to Diplo. A rare... men applaud moment on this pod. It does not happen often.
No, it does not.
No. Well,
some people were also thinking that it was Orville Peck because there's a lot of photos of them like very close.
They definitely have collabed.
Yeah.
Who knows? And then you do have
would ship it.
You have that mask. Makes it easier.
Well, yeah, that's true. But he's sort of been doing, Orville's been doing a bit of a face reveal
right
recently.
Yeah,
the Drag Race look was very revealing.
It was.
I was like, oh
yeah, she's teasing new era.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll giving you a little more each time.
The fringe is gone,
because I do feel like that would be frustrating at a certain point.
Oh, to sing with like fringe
and to just only be a non-pop star. Like, well, I don't know.
I don't know the full look.
Yeah, we had Orville's mask on the Drag Race runway. Speaking of runways,
did you watch this episode?
I watched clips on TikTok and the pit stop, which I think is sufficient.
Yeah, I'm behind again.
Yeah,
I had a day yesterday. Oh. I get a pass. So
yeah, same. Me and the dogs.
Yeah.
So I know the gist of what happens. I saw, you know, lip sync elimination, the iconic "Who Should Go Home" segment. I saw.
Oh,
that was really good.
I haven't seen that yet.
That's really good. The top three remains the top three.
Yeah, it does.
We're getting to the end. And some people need to let loose.
Oh, my God. That started going viral this week, too.
And I'm living for it. The girls have been running literally with it. The drag queens have this. It's almost a challenge at this point where you just walk through a hallway to let loose. You like lip to it. Very entertaining.
It's really funny. I think she has a good sense of humor about it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's even funnier that she has no sense of humor about it on the show.
Because she's taking
herself so seriously. So I'm living for that. And also, like, it's really catchy.
It is. And it's funny because I didn't even really notice it when it first happened on the premiere. Because you're just meeting everyone. But now that we've gotten to know Lucy on the show, and she's taking it very seriously and getting emotional.
It's so funny to have a song
called Let Loose. But I think, yeah, like we said, she is having fun with it. So yeah. I'm enjoying But yeah, it is really catchy.
It is. I listened to it today at the gym because I was like, I saw that people were going increasingly viral with it. And I was like, let me listen to the actual song. And I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah.
While we've been getting loose on the Drag Race runway, maybe it's time to take it to the other runways.
Yeah.
Let loose.
Let loose.
Hi, fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so my first pick is Troye Sivan at the Oscars.
Oh, we're going back to the Oscars runway. Yeah. The red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I just really liked this look.
Work.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, not a whole lot that I've seen.
You know who was there?
Who?
She wasn't too tired to go attend this.
She was.
Miss Hilary Duff and yeah. Matthew Cuomo were in attendance. Yep. Funny how that works.
She's tired.
I know.
Well, she's an actress now.
She is an actress.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, she's not too tired for that.
No.
It does check out. Yeah. Yeah, there were a lot of people at the Vanity Fair party.
A lot.
I know.
I'm trying to think of others that stood out. I really like Troye Sivan's because like I would want to wear that.
Right. Well, you know, you can always go to Check the Tag Not Sponsor to see all the looks. But
yeah.
Oh, you know who was there also was your boy, Joe Jonas.
Yeah.
He was there in sort of like a smoker's jacket, relaxed moment. Yeah. They're having quite the moment on Broadway right by you.
Right down the street. They've been filming things and like,
yeah.
I didn't get tickets, but.
I think you need to just stalk outside.
I'm grown.
Well. I don't. There are certain
I've done
things,
that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see the one TikTok of them just walking by on the street?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The girl was like, just eating.
Yeah. I know where that is. It's
it's literally right there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Us at Moms being like, oh,
yeah.
Joe?
Joe? In front of my Truly?
In front of my waiter?
Yeah. This was cool. I wish I could have gone, but obviously very limited engagement. I hope they filmed this because that would be a cool special.
I definitely think they did.
Because obviously Broadway tickets are a much smaller venue than Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
But I did try to go to Lions Vines and Trying Times.
Oh.
And unfortunately, it was a trying time.
It was a trying time. You just waited in line.
Yeah.
It was a trying time.
It's okay.
It is okay.
Because before the pandemic, I went and saw that one tour and I was front row and I was living.
Agreed. Yeah. I would also like to give a shout out back to the Vanity Fair Oscars red carpet to Megan Thee Stallion, who absolutely turned it out.
Yeah.
She also, I loved her response. They were like, are you working on music? And she's like, I got a new album out. Fuck y'all. She like was very blunt. I loved it. Deservedly so for all the shit that she's gone through in the past few years. So I enjoyed that a lot. And Billy looked good too.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, none of these girls, they can keep trying, but they're never going to keep up with the new fashion queen on the scene.
No, they're not.
The new Marc Jacobs model.
Of course, we're talking about Megan.
M3GAN.
M3GAN Stuns for Heaven by Marc Jacobs, wearing like a hoodie and shorts.
I'm obsessed with the shoes.
And the knee-high boots. Yeah.
She's very on trend.
She is. She looks cool, modern.
She's eating.
She is turned on. She is not off.
Pose activated.
Pose activated.
Slay initiated.
I know. Yeah, I would be scared if I were Olivia Rodrigo because she definitely looks like.
Oh my God, honestly. Literally, this is like Olivia Rodrigo would wear this.
Olivia Rodrigo. Good for you.
I can't.
We.
Driver's L1 since.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the girls should be scared.
They should be in multiple ways.
They actually should be for their lives.
Yeah,
for their careers and their lives.
Your look, your voice.
well, you know, we also have plenty to discuss on social media and beyond in a little segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk.
Well, it's the crossover of a century.
This is another crossover I did not see coming.
Gigi Gorgeous, star of The Avenue.
We all know why we're gathered here today.
We all know why we're gathered here. I actually desperately looked for some semblance of like The Avenue proof of existence online the other day. I found season 2 trailer.
The trailer is on.
Yes.
And there is another one of the accounts that has everything privated from season 1, I think. Okay. And I'm not posting it because I don't want them to know that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Gigi Gorgeous attended an event where Sarah Michelle Gellar was also in attendance, and they did this photo booth moment. It's giving Slay Me Buffy, the Buffy Avenue crossover that honestly is so niche and important to me.
It's very Rita Ora singing Serving Cavant.
It really is. The girls are listening and we're manifesting.
Honestly, there is a Buffy songs happening right now.
There
I
is.
See so many tweets about it now.
I don't want to say I inspired.
I think you did.
I think I did.
I'm saying it.
Well, I absolutely adore this. I love that SMG is having like a total moment right now with her new show and all the interviews she's doing about Buffy and beyond. And it's been gorgeous. She looks gorgeous. High fashion. Gigi slaying as always.
Always. Rachel still follows me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, she follows as well. Yes, yeah. That's true. No, I'm glad that she's
Rachel
gotten better since season 2. Yes, loved seeing that.
We should have Rachel on to talk about The Avenue.
We absolutely should.
She's going to be like, can you please stop talking about this? Like,
yeah.
I literally
seven people
this.
Saw this, yeah. And you keep bringing it up.
Yeah, I'm like, I made gifts of it.
Watch
for
the
Tumblr.
Season 2 trailer that is available online and you'll get it.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't the only thing dominating our feed in the past 48 hours.
No.
I can say both you and I are deep into Era's TikTok.
And I didn't ask to be on this side of TikTok, but I have no choice.
No, it was forced upon us.
Yeah.
I've seen behind the scenes getting into the arena. I've seen the merch line. I've seen the show itself, of course. We're talking about the Eras Tour kickoff in Arizona. Arizona.
Is that on purpose?
I don't think so, but there's always a meaning with her.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Didn't they say it was like Taylor Swift City or something?
Yeah, they named it Swift City for a day or two. And I saw so many of the comments be like, does that mean if my baby's born that day, she's born in Swift City, Arizona?
She should be.
She should be. And name that baby Taylor.
And then
get a good lawyer.
Yes, this was unavoidable for me for work purposes, but also just in general, my FYP was covered in it.
The funny part was it started with people camping outside the arena and it was like muffled songs.
I
very much
covering,
like what we're dealing with right now.
Yes.
With the rager.
The
Eras
Tour sound check happening outside your window. She's here already.
The traces of you release party sound check happening outside.
Yes. For the past 2 weeks, she had been rehearsing in the stadium and sound checking. And honestly, I'm pretty sure every song she sound checked did make the final set list.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything in her discography made the set list. She performed 44 songs.
Yeah.
In a over 3 hour long set in the first night of Eras Tour. Incredibly impressive. However, I just have to wonder, and she is singing live, how long are you going to be able to last doing a 3 hour set, 44 songs in this before your voice gives out? Like,
oh, I actually think she's lipping a lot of it.
Do you think?
Yeah, you can see it in the videos.
Like, I actually hope she is, because there's no way you're going to do a 3 hour show every night for months.
Oh, and I'm not saying that to be like rude. I'm just because everyone does it.
Yeah.
But
for her sake, she should be.
Yeah.
It's fine to pass the mic to the audience. There's plenty of Swifties who will handle some of those high notes, because all of our girls start falling off vocally like pretty soon into it, because it's just a lot of.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So 44 songs? That's crazy. And she's not really medleying it at all.
No.
3 hours.
I did like the one, let me tell you, I've been deep on Eras Tour TikTok.
Same.
Whole feed. The transition into Look What You Made Me Do was really cool.
Ooh, yeah.
The way that they,
she threw everyone off with that opening, I will say. Miss Americana as the opening is like, everyone was like, oh, she's going to do Midnight Rain or Lavender Haze or it's me, hi, like something.
Right.
There were a lot of better ideas on TikTok that were like, of course, like saying like, it's me, hi, and she comes up would have been exciting, or like, meet me at midnight and she comes up.
Honestly, the Swifties probably screwed themselves by giving away all the good ideas.
Honestly.
Because you know she's scrolling.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, can't do that, can't do that. She wants to surprise everyone.
Yes.
And she did.
She did. She's like, here's a random lover song.
Yeah. Everyone was like, wait a minute, what?
Yes, I agree with that. I also feel her choices were really interesting. She starts off, she does eras because the concept is eras tour. So she goes through all her eras, except she starts off with Lover. She does like five Lover. She does one Speak Now song and then one debut song she did at the piano only. And I find that interesting given that she hasn't done her Taylor's versions of those yet. So she's like, you're not getting coin from me performing a lot of those songs right now.
Oh.
She didn't do any of a lot of the albums she hasn't recorded yet. I was like, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, there's like some imbalances in general with it, but I thought that was very interesting. She's doing a lot for the locals. There's a lot of Shake It Off, Love Story. It is the hits tour. I'm not necessarily surprised, but you know, it looks good. Looks great.
I will give her props because I think, you know, with all the drama about the ticket sales and the pricing and how expensive these are, I will give her props. The fact that there's two openers and the fans say that she goes on at 8 and she ends at 11:15.
And it's Paramore. Like, that's incredible in Arizona. So.
I give her credit for giving the girls a show.
Yeah.
That
I
is
will
a
say.
Solid, like, 5-6 hours of entertainment.
Yes.
And, you know, we can talk about the staging and all that stuff, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I got to give it up to the team because you guys know I'm not a Swiftie.
Right.
But.
And they're coming for you. No, you're right. I will give her credit. Like, a 3-hour fucking set is a lot.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure the Swifties are being fed. I also loved she started into the Evermore set. Did you see that part? She's like, we're midway through the Evermore era, which is an album I love, despite what many of you on TikTok think.
Cleared
them. And then, of course, we had Bejeweled from Midnight's. Our little sweetie, Michael.
Michael did the Bejeweled Arellano. Dance on stage with the dancers. The little,
did
like,
the
shimmer and the turn.
Shimmer. I know that child is not sleeping because of that.
It was also cool hearing the crowd reaction.
Yes.
Because it's like, that's, I don't know, I love that.
Yes. For those who didn't know, there's a very, very viral Bejeweled dance where you just sort of strut, turn, and shimmer your fingers. Mm-hmm. And everyone commented for months, like, Taylor needs to see this and do it at tour. And she did.
Yeah.
So she's very online. She knows.
Yeah, she does.
She knows. At one point, she dove into the stage, which was insane.
I need a how we did this moment because
it's so out of nowhere.
Diving headfirst.
Yes.
I saw like a faraway angle and I was like, okay, cool. Cause like I thought she just like belly flopped, you know, like just jumped and belly flopped onto like a mattress or something.
Yeah.
But then if you look, there's one video from someone who's in the pit area.
Yeah.
So you just kind of see her, like her neck is like tucked down. And as a former lifeguard, I was like,
yeah. It's so out of nowhere.
Yeah. So essentially what happens is like there's this huge runway on the stage. I'm sure you guys have seen this, but if you haven't, there's an opening and she dives into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stage is all a screen and it's all water and it looks like a pool and like her body is swimming under the water.
It's very cool.
It goes all the way up to the stage and then this wave hits. It's actually kind of a slide.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I got to give her credit.
Got to give her credit. And yeah, she closes with Karma. In a giant, like, rainbow display. Everything's real gay at that moment. And, yeah, she really did that for the Swifties, I think. I think everyone's going to have their grumbling. I've seen from stans who are like, I can't believe she didn't do Getaway Car or whatever. It's like, okay. But
it's not a bad problem to have, though.
It's not. 44 songs is like, okay.
You
had to like some of that.
It's going
to
be the same with Madonna. Like, when she does
Celebration
Tour.
So annoying.
Like, the hits to you are not the hits to me.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to be so outraged at everything.
Listen, you know.
Well, you know what? I'll have reason to be mad because they're going to be TikTok remixes of all the hits and I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But I'm preparing in advance.
I do also want to say on the Eras tour, the intro was giving Britney Spears performing at the Grammys.
Oh.
With the little fans, and they are all like fluttering down.
From the bottom
of my broken. Yep. And then they all flutter the little fans down, and they lift them up, and then they reveal Brittany laying there.
Well.
Inspired.
Inspired.
Some may say.
Some may say.
Get a good lawyer.
Which yes. I don't know if that was the inspiration, but I'm going to pretend like it was.
You definitely.
And so I stan anyone who pays homage to my queen. So, yeah.
And she was also paying homage to another queen. Do you know what the last song that plays is before she goes on stage?
No.
Applaud, applaud, applaud.
Really?
She plays Lady Gaga's Applause before she gets on stage.
Is that a set thing where, like, it's a thing in the Swiftie fandom that, like, she has a set list before?
I think so. I think most artists do. Like, there's, like, a song that you know is about the lights are about to go down.
Oh.
A lot of the time, I think, with Taylor, yes. And there's always a reason. She plays Selena, she plays Ethel Kane, Lana, and then it ends with that song. And she actually was on an interview, or Gaga was, and confirmed that, like, Taylor's a big Applause fan or art pop fan. So
her hype song.
It's her hype song.
Wow.
So Little Monsters, pause up. And get to the venue many hours before the show, apparently. It's packed. The merch lines were hours long.
Oh.
But the cool thing about, you got to give it up to this community, the Swifties. People are showing up in all their eras outfits, and they're doing basically plur EDM culture. They're doing friendship bracelet trading in the seats for like the hours before, and you're meeting people.
Oh.
It's really cute. I got to give it up to them.
They really are eating so good.
Oh, well fed.
This is
going to
be
community.
Filmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that stage is like 3 miles long.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Wasn't that just where the Super Bowl was? That Arizona stadium?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Probably. It is a big fucking catwalk.
Yeah.
She got the snake outfit, Reputation. Red, she does that homage to 22. The shirt, the hat. It's all there.
I feel like this was also a moment, like, scrolling through, where I was like, oh, Beyonce's soon, Madonna's soon. Like,
I know.
We're going to start seeing videos of, like, these massive.
Yeah.
I mean, people have still been touring, but I don't know. Something about it felt.
The giants are,
yeah,
like, coming. Like, yeah. Something made my bank account hurt.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yeah. But again, like you said, at least she's not shortchanging people
no.
in terms of production and set list and stuff, like comprehensive tour.
Yeah. I also liked her shouting out the dancers and the crew and.
Oh, yeah. Swifties, we're happy for you. This is a big moment. I'm also grateful that, you know, can you imagine being there and being like, oh my God, I have to pee? It's 3 hours. You can go five times.
No.
If you can find a bathroom, I guess. I'll be watching from HBO Max or wherever it streams.
Yeah.
But I'm just, yeah. We've also got...
Speaking
of singers and legends.
And dolls.
Mm-hmm.
This doll is not killing people.
Yet.
Like M3GIN.
That we know of.
But Jasper the doll has been taking TikTok by storm.
Sure has. Some would say you're doppelganger.
Yeah, some people have thought that some of them were me.
Yep.
And I was like, no, it's not. Like, I would own it.
Heavily inspired by your work, some would say.
It is the funniest thing I've seen on the internet in a very long time.
It's very you.
It's very me. And Jasper just did a rendition of Lana Del Rey's Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans.
Blue Jeans. Blue Jeans. White shirt. What in the room? Eyes burn, was I tainted? For sure, you're sufficient that the sickest get cancer. You were sort of punk rock, I grew up on hip hop. Were you feeling better than my favorite sweater? And I know her love is mean, oh, her love hurts, oh. I still remember the day we met in December. Oh baby, I will love you till the end. Promise to remember that you're mine. Baby, can you see through the tears that you brought? And
activity to fall. Say you remember, baby. Say you remember, oh baby. Ah! I will love you to the end of time.
I have not laughed this hard in weeks.
It's lovely. Yeah, Jasper is your new queen of pop, yep. To be honest.
Jasper followed me on TikTok.
That's the ultimate endorsement.
I'm a little shook. I don't know what this means.
Oh, I don't know either. I hope a remix is coming.
You
would drop everything.
Literally. So when she did the Lana one,
yeah.
Because I think the voice is the same girl who goes back and forth. It's like kind of like a ventriloquist.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Very advanced technology happening in this.
But when Jasper wants to drop an EDM bop,
yep.
I might have to send a DM.
I think
I will send a DM, actually.
I definitely think you should.
Be like, hey, if you come up with something funny and you want me to throw a four on the floor beat.
Your arsenal of talent that you've remixed, Countess Luann.
This is a place Jasper. For legends, okay? Blue jeans.
No, it's right there.
Wait. What if she did Summertime Sadness, but it was Jasper singing Lana Del Rey's Summertime Sadness, but the dance bop that Gervais. Lana hated at first?
Yes. I've
got that summertime.
I can see this happening for you.
Now,
I know
stay
where
tuned.
Your night's going to go.
Stay tuned. Who knows?
Stay tuned.
Also on TikTok. Now, have you seen this?
Flop Tropica. It's Chromatica's sister planet.
It is. I've been seeing Flop Tropica for a while on my TikTok, and I wasn't really fully understanding it.
Same.
And then I did a little bit of a deep dive,
yep.
And it was kind of sending me, and it's basically a world of meme.
Yes.
And there is a website.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
No. So the Nation of Flop Tropica.
Yes.
Easy breezy beautiful.
And because I like did some deep diving now, I just can't, I like see memes differently now. So basically this is like a, how would we even describe it?
It's a world.
It's a multiverse of madness.
I was going to say, this is kind of like explaining metaverse.
Yeah, it's a metaverse.
It's a metaverse of meme.
Mm-hmm. So the president is Deborah Ali Williams.
The woman, if you've ever encountered her, who does the funeral services on TikTok in a very elegant and traditional way.
Yep. Look at her comment sections.
They're
and
always
you will see. They're
just
like, we love
president.
Our president. Thank you, Madam President.
Did you see that she just stepped into the booth?
Yeah.
She's recording a song.
Yeah. She's in on it, which I love. And her official title is President of United Flops since 2023.
We love.
Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams is the chief of staff,
perfect.
Which we love. And then there's this girl. I don't know how to pronounce this. I don't want to get canceled.
Secretary. Oh, the very
she's the
okay.
Girl
so she's
who would,
the
like,
very skinny girl who like walks sideways.
Yeah, she's like the skinny legend who would walk sideways through things.
Yes,
and she is the Secretary of Transportation.
That makes sense.
Trisha Paytas is the Secretary of Defense, and then Britt Barbie is the Secretary of Education. So essentially all these memes have been labeled with like job titles.
Government titles, got it. Yeah, this is some deep, deep references and stan culture.
It's really deep. There's places to visit, such as Flop Donald's, which is McDonald's. And in Flop Tropica, it's owned by Nicki Minaj, the Flop Donald's franchise. There's Britt Barbie's rap classes.
Oh, is that because Onika Burgers?
Yeah.
There we go.
There's all these like weird connections.
Can you imagine playing any of this audio to a Victorian child right now?
No. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. You can fly to Flop Tropica via the Trisha Paytas International Airport Services, located in Upper Flop Tropica. Yeah, well, I'm going to post this on Discord, and you guys can like...
Move to Flop Tropic.
But... It's sort of like made its way through TikTok in the sense that mashups are now like national theme songs and like, oh, this should be the national anthem.
Yep.
So yeah, if you see more of Flop Tropica, now you know what it is.
I mean, I'm very inspired by this work.
I would like one of my songs to be the national anthem.
Ooh.
Is kind of what I'm going for here.
Well, we don't have Flop Tropica, but we do have a Discord.
We do.
So before getting into the new music of the week, We would just like to give a shout out to the Discord and our Patreon Legends OnlyFans for supporting the pod, self-produced, independent podcast.
She sure is.
Every week through any sort of share remixes that may be blasting through the windows.
We've made it through a lot.
We sure have.
We've made it through pandemic, crickets.
Chromatica ball cancellation.
COVID twice yep. for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've made it through a lot.
We have.
And you guys have kept us going.
You really have. So thank you to everyone who's joined us. If you would like to join us on the Discord and to listen to all of our bonus content, including the after show, where we talk about things after the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/legends.
Only.
And as always, thank you so much for the reviews across all platforms. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It really helps us algorithmically. Now we've got even more that you can support this week.
Oh my God.
As we head into the new music of the week. Very exciting.
They have been supporting.
Hello, you're literally charting.
Yeah.
She's charting.
She's charting.
Literally. Well, why don't you let everybody know what that is?
Oh my God. You guys, I have a song out. It's out. It's finally out. My first debut remix is out on all streaming platforms, and there is a music video.
Are you in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not me. It's a like a rework of the original music video, and it's like color themed.
I love it.
I got purple. It's such a slay. Yeah, so my new single, Traces of You, the T. Kyle remix, is out now.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
I'm fucking shook. And you guys got it to number 9 on the U.S. iTunes dance chart. It broke into the top 10.
Which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
It's true. Well, I don't have it anymore. It already flopped off the charts, but it's fine.
Okay, but it was there.
I am so shook. I love it. It's out. It's real.
It's major. People are loving it. And yes, the response has pushed you up to the charts, which is so fucking cool.
It's wild.
Yeah.
When it was creeping in like the 20s, I was like rattled because I was like, oh my God, I literally was bracing. Like I had all my drafts ready.
Who are you up against?
Everyone in the dance charts.
Exactly. And who did you almost come across and beat?
BB Rexha. Yeah. So like I had all these drafts planned. I thought it was going to land like maybe like in the 200s or like 300s.
Sure.
And I had all my like Melissa Gorga memes and Heidi crying outside. And like everything was drafted to be like funny and then like a flop, you know? Mm-hmm. But then it crept into the top 20 and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then it crept into the top 15 and it was literally sandwiched in between John Summit, Where You Are, and Avicii, The Nights. And that's when I lost it. I was like sobbing. I was like, this is real. Oh my God. And then it cracked into the top 10. Oh my God. I can't.
Well, we're going to talk even more about it. Speaking of the after show, in the after show.
We'll get into it in the after show.
We're going to get into the
crying.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cry now.
Yeah. Cry later. Laugh
well,
now.
Well, I want to thank
later.
Everyone seriously though, because I really did not expect that. Like genuinely, I thought it was going to like kind of flop. Not like in a, not like trying to bash myself. Mm-hmm. I just didn't, I literally didn't expect it to go like top 10 on iTunes. Like that's insane.
It's so cool.
Because I don't have, you know, I don't have anything out. This is my first one.
Well,
you know what I mean, right?
It's just the beginning.
I'm not being self-deprecating. I'm just like, I literally had no expectations of
a pleasant surprise.
Do. Yeah.
And motivation.
And it's on Steve Aoki's label. Like, oh my God. We'll get into it in the after show.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank everyone for streaming it, supporting it, sharing it on your Instagram stories, tweeting about it. Minos made like a really funny meme collection of it. And yeah, I just want to say thank you because it really means a lot to me.
We love.
I'm shook.
Well, speaking of EDM, you also have some picks from the genre.
I do. So KX5's new self-titled album is out.
Mm-hmm.
I actually still have to listen to it because I was...
You were busy charting.
I was in a whirlwind yesterday. I just was like, because I was trying to respond to everyone and I...
Well, I can fill you in actually. Just a little hint. They left off the men as far as the ones that are already released. So it's like, all right, but it's still great.
Yeah.
It's just the leftovers were the men tracks. So it was like,
oh. It's no escape.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Also, apparently they call themselves K5.
Oh.
I was watching like one of their interviews and they just like, call it K5. Again, why? What is it with the X?
Maybe that makes it easier to search because like just K5 is like not SEO friendly as much. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. In any case, yes, they're out. They're here now.
I need to plan like a... Do you ever do this with new albums where you plan like a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I need to plan that moment still, but...
You just need to feel this moment.
Yeah. Also out is Ella Henderson and Regard with a track No Sleep, which is an interpolation and a sample.
Oh.
Trance is back, baby.
It's back, whether you like it or not.
Yep.
From Calvin to Regard.
Mm-hmm.
She's here now.
And I have a theory about that.
About trance?
Yeah.
What is your theory?
I think that because of the TikTokification of music and how everything has been sped up to like a 140 BPM, that people were like back into trance, and because that genre is in that BPM.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's made people come back to these old samples and these old tracks. And I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Nightcore.
Yeah. The
trance.
Nightcore sped up.
I can see that for sure. My own theory is that because we're in the middle of a recession, that we've reverted to dance pop again, thank God.
Yeah, because that too.
The last time we had one big crash, it bore us Lady Gaga. So maybe we'll have, you know, somebody else rise or just a lot more trance in pop. I'm fine with either. Don't love the recession, but...
No, it's going to be bad.
Don't love that part of it, but we're dancing.
Are we in it right now?
I think so.
Okay.
Or... I don't know. We don't talk about finance on this pod, obviously, because we would never. But yeah, it's either on the brink of much worse or like we're going through it. I'm not sure.
Got it.
But something's happening. Things the are last really expensive.
Yeah. The last recession gave us superficial.
Right. So like, is it that bad?
Mm.
You know, it's kind of it worth it. It's very Vanessa Hudgens. It's like, yeah, there's a recession, but Heidi Montag.
That stuff has been happening on social media this week, too, of people finding all of the, like, 3 years ago moments Imagine. And
we now have that period of time, like, crystallized of the stupid love into Free Fall, into Imagine, Vanessa Hudgens' response. Like, now, these are classics.
Yeah.
They're classics of the pandemic beginning.
No, it's a classic of the pandemic beginning.
Oh my God. What is it called? Okay, I'm looking that one up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, the live streams. We all lost our minds. We had nothing better to do.
Arguably, just... still losing it.
Yeah, it's never been found. But classics from the vault. Well, I have some picks as well. Shout out. This was a big hit on the Discord, by the way. Shout out to Tori Kelly's return with Missing You. A whole different vibe for her. We're getting like some dance moment from her in the video. And it's very 90s, early 2000s.
Missy, TLC.
Missy, TLC, JoJo. The original JoJo, for the record. It's very nostalgic. So we've got the return of Tori Kelly. We also have the continued return of, not that she's ever left for longer than 6 months.
You fucking didn't.
Miss Lana Del Rey. When she's not being outperformed by Jasper, she has a new song out called The Grants. And there's this like 2 minute intro that unfortunately has already been ruined in my mind because somebody tweeted the intro to Lana's The Grants and it's the Westboro Baptist Church singing God Hates. So that's been ruined for me. However, lovely song. And I just love that these songs are really dynamic and different compared to... She was hitting a samey streak of things. And now I think she's trying some new sounds, some new... Getting a little bit of beat in the songs. American Horror certainly has some interesting sounds going on. Massive Attack at the end kind of vibe. So I'm really looking forward to this album.
When does it drop?
I want to say March 24th, although it might have been delayed or something.
Oh.
Because the girls keep shifting.
I know. I feel like Ellie was supposed to drop next week, and I can't keep up.
Maybe they know something we don't.
Oh.
Or they're just tacking on new tracks. I don't know. But it is coming. Did you know there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? The shortened version. So we're excited for that. We're also going to give a big shout out to Miss Allison Goldfrapp, who is here with the first official single from the album called The Love Invention is the name of the album.
Ooh.
And the single is quite horny. It's called So Hard, So Hot.
So hot.
And, you know, I'll just say this is maybe an indication of a potential album of the year standout.
Oh.
Who's to say? I don't know. I won't say much more, but keep an eye out for Miss Goldfrapp.
I like the visual.
Yes.
And the little, I admittedly haven't gotten into this yet, but the teaser she posted.
Yep.
I was like, ooh.
I'm just going to say, definitely watch out for this album.
Oh, I'm perched. She's going electronic.
She, yeah, well, she certainly
always has. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
But even more floor club collaboration vibe. So I'm just going to say, get excited about this one. Coming in May. Also, shout out. Okay, so we talked about this, and I forget if we mentioned this, but Eurovision is coming, and Rina Sawayama was rumored to be the UK girl for months. She was teasing it, and then she isn't.
She really was teasing it, too. It was almost, like, very straightforward, too. Like, yeah. I was like,
it would be silly if it wasn't her.
Yeah.
And now it's not.
It's not.
No. Interesting. Wow. But she does have a movie to promote, John Wick 4. Keanu.
Gotcha.
And she's fierce in it. Like, it's like, she's going to beat that bitch up. So she's thriving in that department. Meanwhile, we do have the pick. It's called I Wrote a Song by Mae Muller. And it's a bop, I will say. I'm not mad at this. I have been listening to it. And all of the 37 countries are now submitted. We, of course, have Laureen's Tattoo, which is about to eat. Devour.
I cannot wait. It's so good.
It's so good.
Do we think she's going to win?
Strong chance. But you never know with country politics and all of that, how it's going to work. But
yeah,
because since she's already had her win, you might have people being like, she's had her win. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But I really do like this UK entry. So we'll see how it goes. We also have some bops on the horizon.
We do have a lot coming up. Oh, and by the way, everyone, we will be taking off from the pod next week.
A 1 week hiatus.
Yes, we're taking a 1 week hiatus. You know, a lot of, obviously, you guys have been following the journey. A lot has been going on. So we're taking a little pause, you know, a little moment. But we will be back after that for, it'll be April.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
And it's not an April Fool's joke.
No, it's not.
We'll be back for April Fool's.
Literally, right?
Jokes on us.
Yeah. I'm seeing a show on April Fool's, actually.
That's what you think.
Right, show up and it's just empty. No, so we will be taking a little week off. We think it's important, you know, recharge. It's important to do. But there are a lot of things coming up.
That's right. Miss Kim has been, I don't know if TikTok's just calling me the F word or if there's some payola involved, but I have seen every single gay lip syncing to the Kim Petras Alone sample.
Yep.
Every other TikTok that I flip
through. Everyone is talking about it.
Kim is coming with a sample / interpolation of the classic Alice DJ club cut, Better Off Alone, which certain legends have already.
Lindsay, we were talking about it before. She was ahead of her time with this. She had Xanax. Again, ahead of her time, a slowed down reverb version Better Off Alone would have been a TikTok smash.
Yeah.
Because now everyone's doing that, like slowing things down, and it never came out. She did an Instagram teaser of it.
She just leaked it on her Instagram story, like 2 minutes of it. But we do have Kim's version, and the gays are foaming at the mouth, and we'll see how that drops. Now, she's also teased sort of bluntly that Miss Nicki Minaj is involved as well. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, she's teasing a lot. She played like 5 songs on her live from her album. I think obviously Unholy has probably changed the opinions at the label. They're probably like full steam ahead.
Yeah.
Like, let's get this shit out. All of a sudden.
Clear that sample.
Yeah. We're here now. So we'll see. Coming soon. Better Off Alone by Kim Petras.
Well, she's not the only one sampling it.
She certainly isn't.
Because did you hear the new track, Crying on the Dance Floor, by Sam Felt and Jonas Blue?
Yes.
Better Off Alone.
You know, there's a little Better Off Alone for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little shook by how much it's all being referenced, but well, may the best Better Off Alone win. And Interpolation Nation is thriving right now, because that's not even the only one happening. Rita Ora, we're interpolating you. Well, you're interpolating Fatboy Slim.
Yep.
Praise You, that song you all know and love from early O's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to praise you like I should. That one.
She's bringing that. She's praising you.
Yep. This actually sounds good.
It does sound good.
And she was kind of ahead of her time with Crazy Frog, that interpolation, which this is like so, there's so many layers to this. The Bling Bling interpolation of Bang Bang is also dropping next week officially.
Oh.
That's another thing. That's
a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Well, we do have that coming and we're very excited. Ava Max is just sitting back being like, a lot of these girls are my daughters.
Yeah.
Interpolation queen.
I think it's going to be a sample heavy year.
It certainly will be. Definitely sample for the summer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at a
don't interpolate
point,
your mother.
You do run out of like boops and bops to,
yeah,
you know, there's only 12 keys.
There's only 12 keys.
And
there's only 12 club cuts to sample.
It's true.
Yeah, we're there.
And
no
one wants to get sued.
No.
So
just going to bring it back from the back, you know, catalog. And there we go. Speaking of
what
bringing
should I interpolate?
From the back catalog. Oh, what should you interpolate?
I don't know. I have to play every... Maybe I'll do it in the after show as like, you know, give the girls an exclude.
Well, I keep shouting out this song, but I would love... Nobody's actually done it. Like, Ellie's references it in an indirect way. And the Kim Petras song also says Castles in the Sky. I would love a Castles in the Sky reference, like the melody of the song, Ian Vandal.
Okay. I'm going to write this down.
I would love that.
I've been practicing, so...
Or taking the vocal.
Doom, 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 doom. Bing, 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 bing.
Uh-huh.
That's how I make melodies.
Well.
I sing to myself and then I try to match the... Anyway.
No, it's that's how you do it. And finally.
You guys went through my voice memos. Like,
you and Taylor
find the
Switch.
Note. Find the note, girl. I was walking by someone the other day and it was... they had a speaker out and they were playing that Bad Bunny song and... I started singing a Timbaland beat under it, like mumbling it to myself and recorded it in. I was like,
the
idea.
Bad Bunny remix coming. Finally, a little niche for me, but no less important. Miss Dani Minogue, the People's Minogue, is doing a homage, a retrospective, an anniversary of one of my top 10 albums of all time, Neon Nights. It's turning 20. It did turn 20 this month. She's doing something. She already has an email subscribe here. I'm guessing a repackage of sorts. I'm ready to buy every part of this. I'm very eager. If you've never listened to Dani's Neon Nights, I highly recommend it. You will enhance your life. You will get your life. It's very important. And it is a classic Minogue album. So, highly recommend. Hot off the Sydney Pride Press. Sydney Pride stage, rather. In any case... We've got things to look forward to. We've got LGBTs to knock off the roof next door. And plenty more in the after show.
It would honestly be so funny if someone there was a listener.
Oh, it's going to be so funny if that happens. All they did was complain about you the whole time.
It's loud. Let's be real.
It's noticeable. Well, we're going to head on over to the... After show lounge, which is
Interior
unfortunately
lounge.
Also located across from the party. So you can head on over to the after show if you're a Patreon Legends Only fan. Otherwise, thank you for joining us. And until next time.
Thank you again for everyone who has streamed, bought, shared my song. I very much appreciate it. It's the first and hopefully not the last. And we're going to get into that in the after show now.
We sure will.
The making of. And until next time, we will
see you
soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.